What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today.
I'm gonna turn them
up. 1-2.
Y'all hear him now?
1-2.
Oh, say
1-2, 1-2.
Okay, they say they hear you now. Okay.
All right, for sure.
There we go. All right. That blame Doggy Diamonds. That's all me. So I apologize for that, y'all. I was doing something and that made the madness happen. So we got MC8 on the line right now. 8. Pick up where you left off.
Yes, sir.
Can you remember where you left off at?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Go ahead.
8. I got you. So, like I said, I did Menace to Society back in 93, 94. After I did the movie, my lawyer told me some cats out of Chi-Town was doing a movie called Reasons. They wanted me to come get out. So after negotiations or whatever, attorney, he got me $100K cash. They gave me not saying who, whatever, but I got $100,000 cash. Okay. So I fly to Chi-Town, me, a couple of the homies. I'm there for about 4 months filming. It was me, Bernie Mac, Lisa Ray in the movie. Good movie, too. It was a hell of a movie. Good movie. So at the end of the movie, I get my back in. I go home. Everything's good. Now, my attorney, he still was dealing with them on some whatever they was doing, whatever. Come to find out, they busted everybody. My peoples was big time doing his thing, So they hit everybody with federal grand jury subpoenas. So only advisement of my peoples, because he had already told them that they gave me $100,000 to do the movie. So I was asked, what did I do? I said I did a movie role and I got $100,000. Now, never got on no witness stand, never pointed nobody out, never said shit about shit because I didn't know shit. I was there to do a movie and that was it. Mind you, this happened in 1995, 25 years ago. So let's speed up to now. Everybody know I had the little beef with Faison over the Davies shit. Did a song with my nigga Dave, and Faison chimed in wanting to question my nigga's affiliation. He mentioned my name as to say, why you give this nigga a pass because he ain't no authentic Crip. And that motherfucker, Dave is my nigga, first of all, and I did a song because he an artist, right? So fast forward to me and Faison had some words. We squashed the shit, whatever.
So you spoke to Faison behind the scenes because we didn't see any of that. We don't know if y'all squashed
right.
anything.
Okay. He DM'd me, and that's the DM I posted the other day. He DM'd me in my shit, sent me his number, said, man, I got mad respect for you. It's nothing but love. I'm banging Honcho every day. I'm still banging music to drive by, all love. After that, I'm like, good. It ain't nothing. It's all good. Okay. So 2 days ago, I get hit with Faison posted a post saying that he heard that I was still talking shit about the Davies shit and that somebody said that I was snitching on the stand against Nathan Hill. That's what the motherfucker said, Faison. So that's how all this got cracking. So I noticed that it was a cat named Jojo Capone out of Chi-Town who was posting all this about me being a snitch and on the stand and some kind of book they trying to promote, where in the book they say, I testified that I got $100,000. I got a grand jury subpoena and told them I had $100,000 because they already knew I had it, because my peoples had already told them eight took $100,000. You get me? So that's what he is saying that I did as far as snitching. Because I said I made some money from a movie that they already knew about. Never asked me any questions about anything else. Never asked me about the D game or what a nigga did or blah, blah, blah. They asked me about a fucking movie, and that's what I responded to.
So when they're saying, yes, that you, when they're saying you was in the court and you pointed people out and you took the stand, what about that?
I never been in no courtroom with no defendants or no witnesses or no nothing. Never took the stand and pointed at no motherfucker. Never. And with all this shit that a nigga talking, there should be some federal paperwork that eight said this, said that. Ain't no paperwork came up all day that they've been pushing this line about being a snitch over some money over a movie I did. So if that's snitching, then that's some crazy shit.
So basically, you're saying that they called you to Chicago to do a movie, gave you money to do a movie, but you never spoke to any authorities about any drug activities. It was only...
I didn't know anything about no drugs. I didn't know anything about dope. So how would I tell a nigga something about drugs when I didn't know about no drugs? Them niggas hired me to do a movie, and that's what I did. No authorities questioned me about any drug activity.
Okay. So there's absolutely no minutes nowhere. There's no paperwork anywhere that they can say, this is what he said to the cops, the precinct. There's none of that.
No, okay. Because I never met any cops. I never got questioned by any cops or anything.
Okay.
But my peoples told them that he got me $100,000, and he said, don't lie, because they already know you got it. But you ain't did shit. They didn't ask me about no dope, no drugs, no cops in the precinct, no motherfucker like, did you get some work from him? Did you wear a wire and buy some kilos from him? None of that. Everything was about a movie.
So let's get it straight. Mm-hmm.
If niggas know, my nigga was that nigga. You get me?
Mm-hmm.
He was that nigga. So you telling me, because a nigga trying to say I testified and got a nigga life. So a nigga who was as big as my nigga was, they give my nigga life for $100,000 off of a fucking movie?
So when you said your peoples, is this a lawyer telling you to just tell the truth? Or
yes.
Is this the lawyer?
Yes, okay. My attorney at the time, who was / my manager, hooked this whole deal up.
Okay.
He made the deal for $100,000. And basically, when they busted everybody, because my man was whatever, you get me? He was still connected. So when they came knocking, he said, they coming. Tell them you got the money, because they already know you got it.
So is this person from the Shy, or they're from Cali?
No, they're okay. Not. They're
okay.
Not.
Okay.
They're not from the Shy. I had to hire a whole different lawyer just to motherfucking get me on it, because let me tell you something. If I had said I didn't get the bread, they was finna file a federal tax evasion case against me. They wanted to stick me for $100,000. I was going to tell a motherfucker, I didn't do shit. What are you talking about? But they already knew I had to bring it. They was waiting for me to go. Oh, you didn't get nothing? You sure? Okay. My attorney told me right then and there, they going to file a federal tax evasion case against you.
So did you request, so when you spoke to FaZe on, I seen the engagement with you and JoJo. Are you asking everybody, where's the paperwork, right?
Right.
And nobody's produced any paperwork yet?
No.
Okay.
And I've had my people, because, you know, we from the streets. We don't play. So my own people checked around for paperwork. Because, you know, when you from the streets, You come with that paperwork. It's there. It's public knowledge. It's going to tell you what happened. There's no paperwork saying I did anything. I never walked inside of a courtroom where a person was sitting on the witness and defendants and blah, blah. Never, never happened. Grand jury subpoena is what happened.
And in this, and this wasn't a plea. Was this a plead the fifth situation? Because explain why you didn't plead the fifth.
Why? Because I didn't have nothing to plead the fifth to. What was I going to plead the fifth to? Getting paid for doing a movie? They didn't ask me anything else as pertaining to drugs. So plead the fifth to money they already knew I had.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. You're going to go into federal court and lie to the motherfuckers when they know you already got it. So they saying the gangster life and all that shit. I get you. I'm from the streets. I understand the code. But the code is telling on a nigga when we done did some dirt together. The code is telling on a nigga when we both involved in some bullshit and I snitch on a nigga and try to take the easy way out. How was I trying to take the easy way out? I ain't do shit. I did a movie.
Got you. I mean, you know, I don't even know what else to say. I just wanted to get clarity because I felt like we got a little distorted in the beginning with the audio. So for the people who just came in, I just wanted to say that. So, hey, anything else that you want to say before we get out of here?
All I want to tell the people is motherfuckers been dealing with me for decades. You get me? This shit happened in 95. If I was in that position and a motherfucker sent me to prison for life because he pointed me out, niggas still walking the streets. That ain't the code to how real niggas do shit when real snitches is involved. I ain't walking around with no 25 years like Tekashi with motherfucking 1,000 bodyguards and machine gun Kellys and shit because I ain't had no fear of shit because I ain't done shit. Gotcha. And like I say again, if people want to say that's a snitch jacket for telling that you got paid for doing a fucking movie and they already knew you had to bring it, so that's my story and I'm sticking to it.
All right. Yo, hey, I'm going to build with you later on. Thank you for calling in and clarifying that. And we holler later on. I'll holler at you later on. All right.
Yeah, for sure.
You.
Holler at me, fam.
All right. Peace.
It's all good.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, there you have it directly from his mouth. I just want to say some things in closing. When you're doing an interview, you ask somebody a question. And this is tips to interviews. I've done thousands of them. When you ask somebody a question, sometimes you ask a question again a little later on to see if they say the same answer. That's why I ask people stuff a few times, because when a person lies, they have to always make something up during the lie. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's really up to the people, what they want to believe. I think some people will say, oh, yo, he ain't a snitch, he whatever. Some people just going to say he is just because. And that's just what it is. I guess we got to see some type of paperwork. I guess we got to see, you know, some type of proof outside of, you know, he say, she say, you know what I'm saying? And that's really it, man. You know, I do what I do. I've been doing this for a minute. I think y'all been watching so many lames do interviews that y'all don't even know what it's really about, but I do what I do for a reason. And that's why I could get people on the phone that other people can't get on the phone. You know what I'm saying? So again, I do want to say this too, as y'all know, JoJo Capone is my brother. That's my family. So this is a difficult situation for me because JoJo Capone is my family. I got business with Eight and the, you know, the Gangster Chronicles. So it's like, this is just too much going on right now. So I'm kind of trying to see what's going on from there. You know what I'm saying? I don't really know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So I'm listening to both sides. One saying, yo, he's a snitch. he did this and that. Other person saying, yo, I don't know anything. So the best thing to do is just get it straight from the horse's mouth, which I did today. You know what I'm saying? So that's just really it, man. I'm Doggy Diamonds. Shout out to y'all for tuning in. That's it. Ain't really nothing else to say. You know, I'm not going to keep y'all on here all night. You know, I'm just going to go, figure out, how to take the beginning of the show off and fix it. But, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I'm out of here, man. I'll holler at y'all later on, man. Thank y'all for tuning in.
All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this. Did this.